بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. This is a surah which is read many a time in the salah. Many person has memorized. It is beautiful in the manner that it is mentioned. If a person has an understanding of the Arabic language, how Allah Tabarak Ta'ala brought like opposites. So in that what is called the style of literature, this is like a very unique pattern. But in the meaning of the surah, it is extremely scary. This is a surah that explains how far man can go in being evil. That if he doesn't keep a check on himself, it just starts off with the love of a little extra. And then there's no limits. There is no limits when people who have studied crime, some of them, they go mad. Because when they try to understand what did the man get out of the crime that he did, then they find that there's an individual whose life is just to see other people suffer. That's all. So he'll just grab a child. He got nothing to do with the child. But because he wants a family to cry, they did nothing to him. It just makes him happy. You wonder like, well, how you live like this? Do you have a heart? This surah is to show that this nafs of man, if it is not controlled, its nature can become such that if someone says, this is the book of Allah, then that individual will say, to hell with the book of Allah. Right. No limits. Samud was the nation who Salih alayhi salatu wasalam came to. And they said, we want a miracle. When he asked them, what miracle? They said, from the mountain can you take out a camel? So he said to them, but does not everyone know a camel is born from a camel? For them it was a joke, like, no, a camel can come from the mountain. And then he said, I will ask my Allah. Then they said, it must be a pregnant camel. Whereas for a camel to become pregnant, you need another camel. But when he lifted up his hands, he was told, we can bring a camel from the mountain, it's no issue. But this nation is so stubborn, even if they see a pregnant camel coming from the mountain, they're not going to change. This is what is called when man gets gripped with his nafs. No matter what sign. He might see fire something, sometimes coming out from the grave. The grave where we bury someone, that is not where the soul is going at all. The soul is taken to another world which is known as barzakh. There everything happens. As for the ground that we use, the body had to be put somewhere. It could be thrown in the ocean. It could have just been left to rot on the grass. Allah Tabarakala in honor said, lower it into the grave. This grave got a very small relationship now with the real world. Very small. But sometimes Allah Tabarakala in His doing, He allows the happenings of that world to show a glimpse here at this grave. So sometimes a person is going past and he will actually see fire come. And the fire disappeared. Once upon a time someone saw a big, what we will say like an insect, but it was big. So you have no name for it. So seeing an ugly insect on the grave, what you normally want to do, that you don't belong here. So he took his spade, he was a worker at the graveyard, and he banged it. With a big spade you bang on that. But this was not an insect of this world. So he banged and the insect just was normal. And then he hit it a second time and the insect is just. And then the insect just jumped and it gave him a small bite. And went back again and disappeared in the sand. So this person had to narrate what happened because after that in his life he suffered severely. He had to go through a lot of pain, severe pain, heat in their entire body, doctors were left baffled, fevers going so high. That insect was not sent to give him punishment at all. That insect was busy on that grave. But because he banged it two times, it's like that insect to say, you know, I got work to do here. And it gave him one small pinch. That pinch would remain with him for his whole life. He would continue, so he had to live on what was called painkillers. And because of his body structure changing and becoming from young to an old person very fast, he had to narrate to people there was this big insect. One. But that insect normally doesn't show itself in our world. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala lets it happen. But when a man is evil, when a man's nafs has gripped him, he might even see fire coming from the grave, and even that will make him laugh. He got no issue, like, laugh on everything. One doctor who wrote about his experiences when he saw people passing away, Pakistan it was, and at that time Pakistan had gone through a period where there was a lot of this worry to be more Western than the Western also. And many of the people to become doctors and lawyers, they would be sent to America, England, the Western world. And when you go there, you feel very shy of your own deen. So when you come there, even if someone says, are you Abdullah? You say, no, don't call me Abdullah. Like, you change your name because you feel shy. When we reached one place, so in that place, at the moment when Afghanistan, the issue happened in Afghanistan, many people from Afghanistan were brought to that area. And now they were going to be introduced into the new world, like what is called the Western First World Country. And they get like so happy that I'm here, I made it now. So when they come there, they try to be more American, more Canadian, more British than even the British like. So they'll try to make their accent also. Whereas your accent you'll never be able to get unless you natural like. So when they try to say it, the other one wants to laugh at them. But they really think like, you're my English. Like. So you hear that man and you say, how my English is? His English is not good at all. But for him, this is his honor like. I got the English language. So much of honor. So when they come there, they become so. So in Pakistan that happened for many years. By the fadl of Allah, this change is happening everywhere in the world. But when people get that I'm shy of my own faith, I become proud of something else, so then they lose their iman and Islam. So this doctor explains that many people passed away in front of him and they did not read kalima. When he noticed it a few times, he began like keeping a record. That was just like a once-off. Then he wrote a kitab, a book, of how many people, Muslims, died in front of me, but they could not read kalima. Could not read. So one story that he explained, he says his one friend, he discussed with him one time about what happens in the grave. So the individual said to him that, I believe of the year after, but there can never be something called the world of the grave. He says, because after we bury the person, then he says, it's a small grave like this. So he never have the answer to explain to the man that you see, the soul is not here. Soul is in another world. Like. So when we speak of the punishment of the grave, it's not here. Like. Don't think about here. Where you're looking so small. But he never have that answer. His answer to his friend was that believe in what Allah said. Like. And that man said, no, it can't happen. And the second thing his friend said to him, who was a doctor, is that I have tested many people after they died, like, where we see if there's any feeling in the body. And we have picked up that the body feels nothing. So again he had no answer. Again the answer would have been that this body not supposed to feel anything. Because when you take out clothing, and I put on new clothing, if someone now hits me, I'll feel the pain on that clothing, but this clothing is not going to feel the pain. And if this clothing is put in the washing machine, I'm not going to feel the pain. Because it's my clothing, but it's not me. So if he had the answer, maybe his friend would have heard, but he never have the answer. All he could say is, don't you believe in what Allah said? So then he writes, then A time came where he and his friend made a slight gap, distance, because he was like saying, believe. And the friend said, don't believe. And then one day Allah Tabarakala made it that the friend had a dream. While dreaming, he saw that he was lowered in his grave. And then the two angels came. And the one said to the other, like, what is this one's problem? Now, this was a dream only. Even a dream will never give you the punishment, or will never explain to you what happens in that world, because a dream is a dream. But in the dream, the one angel said, like, what's his problem? And the other angel said that his problem is lust. Too much of lust. And it was this doctor's problem. Like, he had too much of lust, because of which there was a lot of affairs in his life. So dream it is. So the angel says to the other that forget asking him any other questions before that. Let us just sort out the lust issue. So they lifted up the hammer. This is a dream, but. And they dropped it on what we will say the private part. Now your small hammer of this world, if it hits the private part, we know what will happen. But this is an angel's hammer, although it's a dream only. So he woke up screaming, this doctor. He woke up screaming. And then he went to toilet, and then urine started coming out. And burning. So he was called now to help his friend in hospital. So when he came, then at that time the blood had stopped, but the pain was still there. So when he just entered, the friend said that, I believe. So we don't want that, we need that hammer to make us believe. But there are some people without one heart shot. Nafs, when it grips a person, you'll mock at anything. Anything. Mustafa Kemal, when he established what is called the secular state of Turkey, the Grand Mufti took the Quran to him to say that what laws you're making now is against the constitution of Allah, and he lifted up the Quran. At that time, Mustafa Kemal took the Quran from the Grand Mufti's hands and he threw it in his face. And his sentence at that time was, the people of Turkey have no need for you and your Quran. And he threw it. What? Only that man will do that who got no iman, who's gripped with nafs. Either he was from day one a disbeliever, or he was a believer for many years but he got gripped. Many a person asks, what's happening in the world around us today? Especially in what we call the Muslim Arab world. Where when you will see a person and you will tell him, don't you fear Allah? Then he becomes upset and he says that, don't say those things in this country. Don't say those things means, why you take Allah's name? Like, a lot of things are happening where it's called you corrupt. One person went to make Hajj deals. Hajj, that now my people will be coming from my country. So every year he was going. And every year he would meet his friend there, and the friend would take him to a restaurant. And they would sit at the table and they would discuss, like, this package, that package. Things changed so much in those lands that when he made a journey there, the man took him now not to a restaurant, to a club. The man took him to a club. And he had to say that it was not the closest to the dancing girls, but they were in the club where they could see the dancing girls. At that table, the man is discussing with him, when the people will come for Hajj, where will they be staying? Like, no limit if you want to go down, and no limit if you want to go up. He said, to sign that papers, to think that where I'm making the Hajj deals, in what place? But when he would try to explain to the man, for that man is, that Hajj is a business. Don't bring Allah into this issue. This is a business. And business can take place with pleasure. So then he asked this person, that is this allowed, but, very hard question to ask there. So one answer was given, like, few people gave the same answer. He says, our children used to always go to Europe to do it. So instead of letting them go to Europe to do it, rather let them do it here. Now that answer itself is kufr-like. Answer is kufr. They were going to Europe. So why let them go to Europe? Let them do it here. And the second answer is that we have given our children the choice that the haram is there and the club is there. And we don't want to stop them from their right of choice. What a sentence. Now you will wonder, like, how could they say that? But in the world at the moment, isn't that being said in the school? They give the child the choice. One friend went to someone's house and he asked a question which he never in his life ever thought he'll get an answer like that, especially in a Muslim house. He just asked the question that, is it a boy? Which is a normal question you ask, is it a boy? And the father said that, no, me and my wife felt that let's give the child the right to decide. Just give them. Meaning we never yet write it as a boy. In the birth certificate, it's not fair on the child to term it boy. Said, me and my wife felt, let's give the child the right to decide. So when the child will grow up, on his birth certificate, he will see your mother and father left the choice to you. You choose now where you want to put your name. He said, why must we like that sentence? Why? Be a boy, be a girl, give you the choice. Words of kufr will come out on the tongues of the people of Iman when this nafs is not controlled. And if this nafs is controlled, then one surah after is وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَىٰ, then comes وَالضُّحَىٰ. If the nafs is looked after, Allah Tabarakallah says, look at the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did he have the easiest of life? Allah Tabarakallah says, didn't we find him as an orphan? He says, didn't we find him poor? Didn't we find him at a time when there was no knowledge around him? He lived in the lands of Arabs. It was called the era of ignorance. He had no father and mother to tell him, oh my son, do this, do that, where normally people would say environment. When you got no parents, you're going to get locked up. You're going to get caught up with drugs. He says, we found you, O Nabi of Allah, you were an orphan. We found you, you were poor. When a person is poor, he feels, what can I do? And he just goes into evil. He says, we found you poor. This is what happened to the Nabi of Allah. Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Your name became high over the whole world. When this nafs is looked after, man will fly beyond the angels. And when this nafs is not looked after, and that's where the point we went off, a man can become so bold. So they said to Salih alayhi salam, take out a pregnant camel. And he asked, and Allah Ta'ala said, I'll take it out. But people who are stubborn, even a camel pregnant from a rock will not change them. Salih alayhi salam said, I will ask, but remember, when the sign of Allah comes, and you asked for it, and if you then don't believe, then the punishment of Allah comes behind it. Are you ready for it? When the nafs is not controlled, then man says, bring the punishment. Have you not heard people say, at the time of inheritance, that's where nafs takes control. Then you're sitting with the family, and then you say, you know what? They say, he made the will, and we will follow the will. So the alim will say, but that will is not according to the demands of Allah. He says, do you really want your father to burn in the grave? Like, don't do it. But because everyone got gripped, that extra 70,000 is lot for me. The girl says, I want my full share. She's told, but Allah said that for you is half the share of your brothers. At that time, whether it comes on the tongue or it's said from the expression, I am not happy with the decision of Allah. I want my money. And then if he said, are you really going to let your father burn in the grave? Because he signed the document, but you can overrule it. Don't take it to the court. say that the decision of Allah will reign supreme, and I say, Allah, we will make it go Islamically. Don't punish my father, he never knew. But at that time the children say, we want it as it is, I want my money. And then if the alim says, but you will be feeding your own children haram. At that time, what words come out to them? What words? So they said, take out the pregnant camel. And he took it out. And he said, if you now don't believe, punish. He said, bring the punishment. So much, bring the punishment. Salih alayhi salatu wa salam made dua to Allah. Allah tabarak ta'ala said, I'll give them more grace. Just tell them, leave the camel. That's all. Say to them, the land is very spacious. There's enough grass. This camel and its baby, the camel came out, the camel gave birth. The camel and the baby will go on its own. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَلَفُهَا وَلَا مَاءُهَا. You won't have to find water for the camel, but you ask for the camel. But don't worry about it. You don't find water for it, you don't find grass, it will just walk. And as it walks, it will graze. So the camel started moving around. Very big camel. More bigger than a normal camel. The other animals, when they would see the camel, they would pull back. So sometimes it would happen that while the other animals are drinking, the camel and its baby starts coming. And as it comes, the other animals run. When you are gripped with nafs, the people became upset. Normally you will say, this is the sign of Allah. For them they will say, this is a calamity. Allah tabarak ta'ala mentioned it because Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people in my ummah will walk on the footsteps of the people of the past. He said, to such an extent that if in the people of the past, there was a man who in front of everyone had relations with his own mother, there will be in my ummah someone who will do that also. No limits. No limits. Front of all. Allah save us. When he said a man in my ummah, he was not speaking of a Muslim, non-Muslim who will come. He was speaking of a man who will be known as a Muslim. But his desire to impress others that I can be like you might say, make him say to the people, let's do something that no one done. Because when nafs gets gripped, it always wants to be more unique. So let's do something that no one done. My name can go in the Guinness Book of Records. Say, what you want to do? He say, I'm ready to sleep with my own mother. Say, what? He says, not only that, I will picture it. Think of this world today where man says everything must go on camera. No action of mine except that everyone must know what I did. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a man in the open did it, there will be a man in my ummah who in front of all will do that act. Allah save us. A man of my ummah. So they said to Salih Alayhi Salam, we are fed up with your animal. Fed up. That sentence, fed up, supposed to bring divine punishment. Allah in his kindness held that back also. The surah is to teach us also, sometimes we become very rude against Shariat. Especially when we are arguing. And we don't see punishment. Because we don't see punishment, we go one step more bold. The people of Samud, they did that. They asked for the camel, they got it, no punishment came. Then they said, we fed up with the camel. And no punishment came. Salih alayhi salam made dua to Allah. Allah tabarak ta'ala said, no problem. Say to them that one day you will hold the camel. And you will not allow it to come to drink waters. So on that day they must send the animals to the water. لِلنَّاقَةِ يَوْمٌ وَلِمَا شِيَتِكُمْ يَوْمٌ. Your animals will have a full day to drink water. We will keep the camel back. And there will be one day when the camel will be let loose. On that day, if your animals want to drink, no problem. But we will not be able to hold the camel. We will keep it for one day where it will not trouble your animals at all.
And the second day we're going to let it loose. So your animals can drink full one day, the next day they drink little and they go away. But when nafs grabs a person, few days passed, they saw the camel coming, they became irritated. Why must this camel be drinking our animal's water? If someone has to say, is it your water? Not your animal, is the animal complaining? But when man gets gripped with his nafs, gripped, then sometimes he even makes excuses. He screams, he shouts. Then you tell him, like, what you upset with? He's, no, I'm fighting for somebody else's rights. In recent time, Allah save us all, when you have this alphabet fitna that came out, which starts with an L. So it is not every Muslim that says, I wish to be the opposite, or I wish to marry my own. But Allah save us, it has come on the tongues of certain Muslims, that I defend those who want to be how they want to be. I defend those. Meaning it's not me. But if they want to be like that, why you got a problem with it? And when they say that, you say, but why are you now risking your iman for something that you yourself are not doing? Like, you haven't got the sickness. This is somebody else's issue. He must deal with it. It's not you. And he never came and said, I want to make you my lawyer to champion my rights. But when nafs grabs a person, he says, I'll fight for those people's rights. I say, what you want to fight for it like? Do you want to get married to the same? I say, no. But they got their rights. I say, but why are you putting yourself in Jahannam? They said, our animals are hungry. Animals are thirsty. He said, got nothing to do with you. But when nafs grabs. And then they got together, one woman came, and she said to a few others, that if anyone is ready to kill this camel, then I will like, become his wife. So much of wealth I will give him. Look at my beauty. When nafs grabs a person, you have to understand the Arabic language, the beauty of Quran, where you say like, when you want to cry out, to what level did they go? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Forget any wali, any sheikh, any alim, any pious man, any muazzin, any imam. He says, when the messenger of Allah was pleading, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When the Nabi of Allah was pleading, نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ. And he was telling them that this is not a normal camel, it is the camel of Allah. It's like you tell the person, do you know whose car this is? President's car. If you want to steal, okay, in South Africa they do steal president stuff, but normally you tell a person that, you know, if you want to, don't steal the president's, because the whole military will come for you. He said, Naqatallah, 100 camels to kill. Don't kill Allah's camel. Naqatallah. And then he said, Wasuqiyaha. Suqiyaha means you fighting about water. Are you really fighting about its ability to drink water? Is it drinking the whole day and whole night? He said, you're fighting for water. But when nafs grabs a person, tell the person, it's only 50,000. It's only 20,000. He says, for you it's only 20,000. He says, you are taking 20,000 for Jahannam. And even if it was 20 million, is it worth it? The Nabi of Allah told them, it's only water we're fighting about. Water. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَهَقَرُوهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, but when nafs gripped, the man who loves whatever he wishes, فَأَقَرُوهَا, they attacked the camel. It was a very huge camel. Two people had to wait for it. One went for the leg. Normally when you want to kill a camel, first you hit the leg. If you can break the leg, cut the leg. When the leg was hit, the camel fell. The camel was huge, it was still defending. Then you go for the throat. Another one on the throat. The baby was there, the baby saw and the baby ran. Comes in the books that the baby ran, and the last they saw it, it was climbing a mountain. It
climbing one mountain, it came to the top and it looked like to the heavens that I came from you, Allah, I want to come back to you. They took my mother. That was the last that was seen of the camel of Allah, Naqat Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one in the world has ever been so badbakht. Shaqi. Shaqi means like no fortune at all more than this man here who stood up to kill the sign of Allah. No one. Idhim ba'atha ashqaha. Allah says, if you had seen the time where the worst of men, he just stood up like a joke. Like when the woman said, who will kill this camel? He said, me. He was proud about it. No fear at all. This is the end of the surah. That if you don't look after your nafs, and the thought doesn't come to you, am I going wilder by the day? Am I becoming more and more aggressive? Am I becoming more every day they looking at me and they just hate me? I walk in the shops and I just sway everyone. My one friend, for him it was a joke, like, but maybe hopefully he was joking, but he said this. He says, you know why I always go for Umrah? Like, and especially in Ramadan where it's very expensive. He said, because I smoke. So for me it was like, what that got to do with you coming for Umrah in Ramadan? He said, in Ramadan time I can't smoke because I'm fasting. So I lose it. He said, because I lose it, if I go to the shop, I just swear. So he says, so all my workers make dua, Allah send him for Umrah. Every year you'll see me here from the beginning, say the barakah of their duas. So for him it's like a joke, but if your nature becomes like that, that you only swear and you're angry, then you must know the day that the command of Allah comes in front, your nafs will never be able to say, hold on. It will say, and Allah's command also. Nafs. The surah starts, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. That Allah has made this world a combination of opposites. We need both. In the surah, that answer comes also what the world is asking. If someone grows up with the desire that I don't want to get married to a girl, I got more inclination to someone like me, then that's me that. So why should I be stopped? Why can't I be allowed to do as I want? It's my feeling. This surah is a unique surah which answers that question. And it comes from the man, the maker, manufacturer, creator. Where they said, my feeling. They say, but the creator of this my is going to explain how it must be used. Our tap, if it comes with hot water only, burns us. And if it comes with cold water only, it will freeze us. This surah will say that in the tap, both was needed. But you have to know when to open hot and when to open cold. And if you say, I'm created hot, you say, the other side is also there. You have to open up a little bit cold. If you don't open up cold, then you're only going to get hot water. You're going to put your hand, you're going to burn. The water is going to say, not my fault. And you have to say, what could I do? The whole world will say, what you were supposed to do is open the other tap. This surah is going to explain nafs. Allah made it with a combination of two things. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. We inspired within man. Nafs is called a certain feeling, desire. It's a creation. It is the one that craves. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala said, in it the ingredient was put. We inspired it, fujur. Fujur means a crave towards not Allah. A crave towards not Allah. That's fujur. Normally we'll translate fujur as sin. Because normally when we go again away from Allah, it's called sin. The crave towards something which is not fujur. Why would Allah put that within me and you? If Allah wanted, He could have put only taqwa. The angel was given. So much of this level the angel was given that the angel will never even think of a sin. Forget doing a sin, he can't think of a sin. But me and you, Allah Tabarakallah put it, that no, the thought of cheating, sinning, the desire of something extra is going to come. And at the same time, we put in you the ability to say no. So you're sitting on the table and they're just bringing now dessert, then there's cake, then there's ice cream. Then the man knows that he's a sugar patient. And he promised his wife before coming for the meal that I'll only eat my few biscuits. She even sent him with his packet. And then to fulfill his promise after he eats everything then he takes out that packet of his, you see. One friend of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damat Barakatu, he passed away because of sugar, but he was a very great alim, very jolly, very big size because of sickness. And because of sugar also at that time, when it was less in the levels of being treated easily, a lot of bodily operations he had to go through, and because of that you could see the effects of what diabetes had done to him. So he, because of his crave, when he would sit to eat with his coke, so the 2 liters of coke and those biscuits and that everything, when you're looking at him, you'll never think this is a diabetic. Never. You'll only pick up his diabetic when tea time would come. Then he would say, where's my candle? That candle was like his Taoist, like, you wonder that candle, what he's going to do after all these cakes, like, it's, he was happy. The doctor told me I must take this. At least I listened to the doctor. At least. That person, if he says, is it my fault? Who told you all to bring so many of cakes here? And the doctor will tell him, but you also have to learn to say no. Hazrat Maulana says, one person landed up by the Hakim. So he had terrible stomach pain. Terrible. Said, what happened? He felt him, felt his pulse, he wants to vomit. Just vomit. He says, the roti was raw. The roti. Raw, and I ate 10. 10. So the Hakim went, and after a while he came out and he said, open your eyes. He wants to put something in the eye. Like. So he said to him, I want to vomit, like, I need something to stop my stomach. What's in my eye? Anything wrong with my eye? He said, if you could see properly, you wouldn't have eaten raw rotis. He said, there's nothing wrong with your stomach. Your eye's got the problem. Can't you see? Our problem is sometimes also that nafs was told that the crave is definitely there, but you know the other tap is also there. Why are you not happy to say, open up little cold water? And when cold and hot will mix, that's the person, I got a mixer. In the past, we never have these mixers in the house. They would have the tap where you have hot and you have cold. South Africa, we don't see it. Many a person will think, I don't think this thing exists. We have what is called both mixed in the tap and they come out normal. That's how we make wuzu. You go to many countries, up till now, it's not like that. It's hot and it's cold. And when you're making wuzu, you have to do this. If anyone saw it, it's not the easiest, because that hot is burning hot. And that cold is ice. And now you have to decide which is the first one that's going to touch you, and then it joins the second one, and then you like. So you have to open. That person who says, this is me, I can't change, you say you're lying. When the Creator said that He also gave you the ability to say no, it means it's in you. It's only your pride doesn't want you to turn the tap. If you will turn the tap of taqwa, you will see your push towards evil will be held back. Why Allah gave both? Could He just not make me like an angel? The beginning of the surah says, Allah says, look up and you will see the sun. How hot the sun is. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, especially at the time what we call chast, 11 o'clock, that's when the heat is on its severest. 11:30. Allah Tabaraka says, look at the sun and the heat of the sun. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. And by the oath of the moon that comes after the sun. The moon comes also with light. Qamar means here the full moon. How much of light it gives in the sky. But it doesn't come with heat. Now if someone says, why didn't Allah make just the moon? What was the purpose of the sun? The whole world will say that although at the moment we're burning and we say, hey, too hot. But that sun is needed for the survival of all of us. If that sun doesn't come out with its extreme heat, life on earth according to them will all be gone. Allah Ta'ala says that and that was needed. If there was only the moon with its cool light, the work would not get done. And if there's only the sun with its severe heat, the work will never get done. No one would be sleeping at night. Allah Ta'ala said, you need a combination. Hot and cold. And if you allow the two to mix nicely, give the sun its time to be hot, and allow the moon to come behind it, then you will be able to work during the day, you will be able to sleep during the night. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. By the oath of the day when everything becomes bright, and then by the oath of the night when it covers the day. If someone says, can't it be nighttime all the time, I love my sleep, then the world will say, then when are we going to work? And if some people say, I only want to work like chickens, the chickens of today, how come they produce so much? Because they kept in a house where light is put on, which is called like false light. So that chicken, it grows up in that light. So it doesn't know what is day and what is night. So for it, all the time is day. Now it's waiting for night time to come to sleep. But night time never comes in its life. It just carries on, carries on, carries on. It produces egg, and after a few days, poor chicken is dead. Our life, and take a lesson from the chicken. If you don't allow time in your life for rest, and you become like a chicken who's during the day awake and during the night awake, just because of false light, then as that chicken mentally goes off immediately, that there is nothing in that chicken, that's why the man says after about 15 days or 22 days or 30 days, this thing is not going to survive. Like, we have to slaughter it on a certain date. If we are going to live like that chicken, where Allah says you needed the combination of day plus night, then everything will go well. But if that individual waits for night to wake up, and that's where the world is now touching, it is called night entertainment. And night entertainment before was once a week, let's go to the club. And then they would dance till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. And then when Fajr Adhan would go, for that individual it means sleep has started. And then he would sleep from Fajr right till 12 o'clock. So he would make the day night and the night day. Then the time came where the phone came into the house. So as soon as we go home, we'll say, today I'm very tired. 10 o'clock at night. But as soon as we put our head on the pillow, then you say, let me just see what message came. One message, second message, answer this one, answer that one. You look at the time again, it's 1 o'clock. When night disappeared. Then the world came with what is known as put something on your head, metaverse. And you won't even know it's night after that. We will bring you into the day. You won't know it's night. And when you will put it on, you lose track of time. Because everything around you is daytime. And in the night, you'll be living in the day. Whenever this combination is broken, the individual will break.
And that is why the devil took out such a system. Allah created the night with the beautiful moon to say, I'll give you enough light to keep things cool. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. And if you really got some strength, then after a while, wake up and read two rakats in front of Allah. But go to sleep. But the world was created such that if it's 10:30 and you tell, go to sleep, this is so early. So early, like 10:30 at night. Still early. He said, the night is only starting, meaning life is starting. Allah Ta'ala gave you both. We want you to use both. You need the night to rest. You need the day to be awake. You will be normal. If not, then we see some students who look at us in class. We call them zombie. They're looking at us. They're looking through us also. They're looking at the wall. They don't know what they're seeing. Sometimes you say, huh? And he just opens his eyes like. His eyes was open, but. Was open. In Surah Kahf, Allah Tabarakallah says, the people of the cave, when they went in the cave, there was that fear the insects would come to them. And they were going to be sleeping for over 300 years. Now while sleeping, one insect just has to come and see someone sleeping, it'll carry on walking. Ants will come. Allah Tabarakallah made arrangements. Their bodies would move side to side, so you would get no bed sores. But what about those insects? Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظ. We'll put them in a sleep, but their eyes were kept open. We kept them in a position where you said you would see them and think they wide awake. وَهُمْ رُقُود. Whereas they fast asleep. Miracle of the people of the cave. But when I said, I see this miracle in class nowadays. They're looking at you, but they're not looking. They're gone. Like, whole night they fall awake. How are they going to be awake in class? Whole night. In our madrasa, that's phone. If you get caught with the smartphone, they take it away. But if you get caught, best place to use your phone is where? Under your blanket. Because no one is going to come and pull your blanket 2 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing under there? So that person puts his blanket and then life starts. In what a condition, I don't know how the neck manages. You cover, you can't breathe in that condition. You can't breathe. But he's not worried about air. Not worried. He will remain in that condition where it's stuffy, where it's hot. Where so nice sleep you can get if you just pick the blanket off your head. Close your eyes and say, what a world. I'm flying in Jannah. But that man will say, no, I don't want to sleep. Sleep is a problem for me. I want to stay awake. The combination of the two will do wonders. If you go for one only, you're going to kill yourself. Allah Tabarakallah says, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا. By the oath of the sky and the one who made the sky, how high Allah put it. And then Allah Ta'ala says, and by the oath of the earth and the one who made the earth. Meaning, look at the sky and you say, how lucky you are, so high you are. Said, but then look at the earth and says, oh earth, but without you, I got the sky to send my waters, but I need you to send my food. You being down is no problem. You being high is no problem. If there was only a sky with no earth, or if there was only an earth with no sky, my life would not continue. I needed both. Similarly, man must not become so high in spirituality that today he says, I'm changing my life. I'm becoming Hassan Basri, Junaid Baghdadi. So he goes home now and he starts rubbing his eyes red. He takes out the tasbih. As he enters, his wife comes to make salam. He says, Toba, Toba. He mustn't be in the sky. But he mustn't be on the earth only. Sometimes we say, I don't want to be too pious. But we say, but be little pious at least. You can't be so stuck to the earth that there's no sky. Allah Tabarakallah said, combination. You will go to work and you will come to the masjid. You will speak with your family, you will speak with the ulama. You will have time for your body. لِبَدَنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌّ. Allah's Nabi said, your body got a right. He said, your wife got a right. He said, your children got a right.
What was there and your deen got a right also. If you were going to look at the earth and get stuck, your rain is not going to come. And if you're going to look at only waters and there's no earth, it'll just rain and rain, nothing will grow. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, people in the past, to find Allah, they said, we want to go in the mountains. He said, la rahbaniya fil Islam. In my Islam, there is no thus that I leave the world and I'll go in the mountain. He said, you will find Allah with the people. You will work amongst the people. You will get married. One sahabi radiallahu anhu said, I will never get married. Another said, whole night I will stay awake. I will never sleep. Another said, I will fast every day. Not one day will I eat. Meaning not fast. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back. Aisha radiallahu anha said, three sahaba radiallahu anhu came. They were asking regarding you. I mentioned to them, what a combination he was. It is called perfection. I mentioned to him, the Nabi of Allah spends time with his wife. The Nabi of Allah sleeps at night and then he wakes up. Sometimes he is fasting, sometimes he is not. كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّهَا Aisha radiallahu anha says, it seemed that when I said this to them, they were looking at each other. That, but isn't this little like? Then they said, but what to worry, because Allah has already forgiven all his sins. So he doesn't have to stay awake whole night. Then the one said, I'm not the Nabi of Allah. So me, I'm not going to sleep. And the other one said, me, I'm not the Nabi of Allah. I got no promise. So I will never ever let one day in my life come where I'm not fasting. The third one said, me, I will never get married. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to them. He said, are you those who said this? He says, remember, I spend time with my wives. I sleep and I worship my Allah. There are days I fast and there are days I'm not fasting. He says, but there is no one on the surface of earth, no one in the creation of Allah who has more taqwa of Allah than me. He said, this is my sunnah. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي The man who feels my sunnah is not perfect, then he must know his relationship is not with me. The combination makes it perfect. You become so pious that your wife says, I can't live with him anymore. And you get extremely happy. You say, so my piety. Even she can't survive me. And you say, that's not, you are gone in the sky with no earth. And you become so stuck on the earth that you can't wake up for Fajr. And you're stuck on the earth with no sky. Allah Tawarakala said, you need the combination. When this combination is made and you're turning your taps right, you will see the water that will come out will be the right temperature. It is this what we working for. To get our nafs in order. Wa nafsi wa ma sawaha. Allah Tabarakala says, by the oath of the nafs and the one who made this nafs so unique. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا We put in it fujur, the desire of things besides Allah. And we put in it the ability to say no. Both we put. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا Most successful will be the one now who will be able to put this nafs straight. This is called tazkiyah. Sometimes a person says, what is the tasawwuf? What is the sheikh? What is taking bi'at? So it is just like a plumber. That's all it is. But the plumber is needed to tell you how much you must turn your taps. That you got both your waters are right. But if you are opening one only and you're burning, the plumber is not going to bring the other one. Allah Ta'ala said, I gave it to you and to you and to you and to me. We all got it. But sometimes the plumber has to show us how to turn the tap. So don't be scared. If you can turn little taqwa, sometimes we say, if I can become pious, I become too pious. I'm scared. So you don't have to become too pious, but you have to open the tap. Because if cold water doesn't come, we're going to burn ourselves. And that's what's happening in the world. So much they have opened the hot water that their desires have taken over. From day one, the child is taught in school, it's your right. From day one, the child is taught in school, no one can tell you what to do. From day one, it is taught in school, you do what you want. You speak with what you want, meaning open up the hot tap. The child is never taught, when we were small, at least at that time we knew it was not taqwa of Allah, but we knew something called no. No means the father said no. So that's the sentence. And if it's no, no, then it's a slap coming after. So we rather stop on the no. Once the mother said, I'll tell daddy. It was finished like, don't tell daddy. No. And worse than that, there, the Maulana in the madrasa, if he had to hit you, number one, you won't tell him anything because you're so scared. And you're so scared, he mustn't meet your father namaz time. Because if he has to tell your father, you'll get another one. No, another hiding. Then the world claimed with a change. What a change took place a few years ago, we saw that a child would tell the teacher, my father said, don't you dare tell me anything. I have come to learn only. So the father, fantastic what you said to the teacher, don't you dare. But the father is told, but who's going to ever teach the child no? That there are certain times where you're pushing it, stop. So the teacher can't. Then it went one more. The father said, I'll look after my child. But the time came when the father said, he doesn't listen to me. Doesn't listen to me. Now there was only one thing left, Allah. But because the individual never learned how to say no. Couldn't say. Now when the time came to lift up that weights which were heavy, he just fell to the ground. I can't say no. And that's when the individual said, I'm created with this. Now why are you stopping me? The answer would have been no, you created with this and the ability to say no. For so many years you never turned the tap. It seems the tap has become rusted. It is now tight. You will need a plumber to come put some grease, push hard, and you will see within you also the right waters will come out also. We all got it. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us the ability to find someone who can turn our tap. So that our life becomes a combination of what is called both parts. We are able to smile and we are able to cry. We're not the one who laughs about everything, neither we are the one who cries about everything. We are a unique combination. This was the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He had the fikr, the concern of the entire ummah. And there was not a day that he would enter his house and meet his wife except that he was smiling. How did he combine that? How he cried on the musalla, and how after Fajr Salah he would turn and smile at his sahaba. How he was able to take so much pressure as soon as he would enter the house as though there's no pressure. And the man says, the work is making me depressed. That's why I'm taking it out at home. He say, you're not yet balanced. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that example. That he was an example for us to show that as I have done it, you can also get it done. Uswatun hasana. We have made the Nabi of Allah your model. Your model means everyone must go in this path. To be able to balance ourselves with the tap of taqwa. Taqwa means to say, no. Allah granted it to all of us. Too many years we never opened the tap. We need someone to teach us how to open it. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we find those people. When the thing opens up, the body becomes balanced. Life becomes enjoyable, Jannah on earth. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us the best of this world, the best of the qabr, the best of hashar, the best of the akhirah. The incident of the doctor, I forgot to mention that what the brother asked was, did he mention kalima? So what? I forgot that point that he was, the people around him were making talqeen. They were saying to the person, read the kalima, but Allah tabarak ta'ala in his knowledge knows why the people were unable to read the kalima at that time. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us all a very easy death, a most unique death, and let the kalima come out at the time when we will need it the most. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.